Hello, Jane.
Well, hello, Ram. How are you?
I am very good. We're going to give you a plug because this is the Arts Council segment on Pioneer, and you're now a part of that team, aren't you? Tell me about that.
I am. I was hired, I think it was in July, as a training and networking specialist. It's a part-time position, and the goal of it is to set up some new programs in our region. Things that had been, I think, on the back burner for several years, but Mara just has not had time to flesh them out and make them happen. And so I was hired to sort of be her hands and feet. She's the brains behind the operation, I think, and I throw my two cents in there, but we're starting some programs, some new arts programs.
It's something, again, that enhances what the Arts Council does in Northwest Minnesota in promoting the arts and culture. Well, congratulations on that. Now, a little background on Jane. You have been heavily involved in community theater for a long time, haven't you?
I have, over 20 years.
And what kind of role do you have right now in Thief River?
I'm the executive director of the Thief River Falls Area Community Theater, and that also is a part-time position, so it goes hand-in-hand with my other job. And we're in the off-season right now, but it's still very busy with setting up things, starting contracts, and writing grants and so on and so forth, getting ready for next summer. And we are also trying something a little bit different this year. We are producing a show in the off season.
Tell me more about that. Is that in February?
Yes, we are planning to do Godspell in February of 2018 at the United Methodist Church in Thief River Falls, which is a round sanctuary. So we will be doing theater in the round, which is a new concept for us. I'm very excited because the show is well known, but hasn't really been produced that much recently. It's an updated version. It was rewritten slightly in 2012, so it kind of has a fresh little face to it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a really exciting piece for us to be looking at.
And now, short-term, too, you're looking for people to maybe consider being a part of that as far as acting goes, right?
We are. We have auditions coming up on November 16th and 17th from 5 to 7 at the United Methodist Church, which is at 116 North Horace Avenue in Thief River Falls. Just look for the big round church that looks like a volcano on the corner. You can't miss it. And in those auditions, auditionees will be required to sing a song, and then read some dialogue.
What kind or style, Jane, of show is this?
It's an ensemble show. The only person that is stationary is Jesus. Everybody else plays several different characters. It's a fun show. It's a really different show, but it's the parables. And the other actors play a wide variety of characters in each scene. It's kind of fun. Everybody gets to do something pretty much all the time. You don't stand backstage very much.
Give us those dates and times again for auditions.
Auditions are November 16th and 17th, that's a Thursday and Friday, from 5 to 7 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Thief River Falls. That's 116 North Horace Avenue.
Very good. And normally I don't ask for phone numbers on the air, but is there a way to contact you?
They can call me at 218-681-3810.
681-3810. Time is flying by. Jane sent me something, email, this morning for the conversation today, and she wanted to incorporate The Witch's Lament from Into the Woods, which is great timing because this is Halloween, All Hallows Eve, 2017. Now, my last formal acting appearance on stage was in 1977.
As we play the star-studded Big Bunny Match Game, 77!
And no, I wasn't on TV with Gene Rayburn, no. And
I hope you don't have stage fright.
Well, I kind of do now. I did act a long time ago, back in high school. And so it's been a number of years, but because I can hide behind the microphone, I'll give it a shot. I'll give it a shot here. So I'll play the role of the baker and the baker's wife, and Jane will be the witch for this Halloween, all right? It's the witch from next door. We have no bread.
Want your bread?
Then what is it you wish?
It's not what I wish. It's what you wish. Nothing cooking in your wife's belly now, is there? And there never will be unless you do exactly as I say. In 3 days' time, a blue moon will appear. Only then can the curse be undone.
What curse?
The one I placed on this house.
What are you talking about?
In the past, when you were no more than a babe, your father brought his young wife and you to this cottage. They were a lovely couple, but not lovely neighbors. You see, your mother was with child, and she developed an unusual appetite. She admired my beautiful garden, and she told your father that what she wanted more than anything in the world was greens, greens, and nothing but greens, parsley, peppers, cabbages, and celery, asparagus, and watercress, and fiddle ferns, and lettuce. He said, all right, but it wasn't quite, because I caught him in the autumn in my garden one night. He was robbing me, raping me, rooting through my rutabaga, raiding my arugula, and ripping up my rampion, my champion, my favorite. I should have laid a spell on him right there. I should have turned him into a stone or a dog or a chair, but I let him have the rampion and lots to spare. In return, however, I said, fair is fair. You can let me have the baby that your wife will bear, and we'll call it Square.
I had a brother?
No, but you had a sister.
Where is she?
She's mine now, and you'll never find her. Small price to pay for what else your father stole from me. It cost me my youth, my beauty. My mother warned me she would punish me with the curse of ugliness if I ever lost any of them.
Lost? Lost what?
The beans!
Beans?
The special beans. I let him go. I didn't know he stole my beans. I was watching him crawl back over the wall, and then bang! Crash! The lightning flash. Oh, that's another story. Never mind. Anyway, at last the big day came, and I made my claim. I didn't take away the baby. They shrieked and screeched, but I did, and I hit her where she'll never be reached. Your father cried, and your mother died, and for extra measure, I'll admit it was a pleasure. I said, sorry, I'm still not mollified. And I laid a little spell on them. You too, son. That your family tree would always be a barren one.
How could you do that?
And when your mother died, your father deserted you. Your father was no father, so why should you be? So, there's no more fuss and there's no more scenes, and my garden thrives. You should see my nectarines, but I'm telling you the same I tell kings and queens. Don't ever, never, ever mess around with my greens, especially the beans.
Bravo, bravo.
And you also, nice stand-in.
Very nice, fun to do. Well, again, time flies by so quickly, Jane. Thank you so much for joining me today. And again, don't forget, boys and girls, auditions are coming up very soon for Godspell in Thief River. That's coming up in February. But again, Jane, one more time, the dates and times for auditions for Godspell.
The auditions are on November 16th and 17th. That's a Thursday and Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Thief River Falls. The address for that church is 116 North Horace Avenue. And it's right on the corner by the bridge and the old hospital, if you like landmarks, and it looks like a volcano.
She's the one and only Jane Anderson, director of the Area Community Theater for Thief River, a member of the Arts Council team now. Thank you, Jane, so very much.
Thank you, Rom. You too.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together, ooky, the Addams Family.